Hey, Hales. Welcome to another show.
Here we go.
The weeks seem to be getting faster.
I know, it's so weird.
Because the days are getting shorter.
Still my favorite time of year.
Me too. Me too.
I got my sweater on. I think the high is 84 today. I don't even care. I got my pumpkin spice coffee this morning. I'm wearing a sweater. I brought up a candle. We got the fall scent going in here.
Yep.
I just love it. I don't even
care. And the trees in Texas don't change colors.
They do so. They die. So there's some color there before they all fall off. Oh, gosh.
Not like Tennessee, though.
Yeah. I still like Texas all right, though.
I love Texas.
But, yeah. Why do I always say butter? Okay.
Butter?
Put that in. Anyways.
You want butter on your toast?
Butter? Okay. So now I know you're going to leave that in. Well, I thought this week we could talk about fall. Fall. And, well, fall to you, we mentioned earlier, just means hunting season.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And I know you've got some good hunting stories to tell.
I do.
Which, by the way, it's so hard for me to say that T. Hunting.
Hunting.
You know.
It's because of your brother,
my
Hunter.
My brother is Hunter.
Hunter.
I call him Hunter. Like, in my phone, even. He's in my phone as Hunter. H-U-N-N-E-R. Like, I've never in my life called him Hunter.
So, I'm a deer hunter.
You're a deer hunter. Like, it's so hard for me to say Hunter.
Yeah, we know where you were born.
Oh, my gosh. But, anyways, I know you had some good hunting stories that I thought we should go ahead and get recorded. And it's the perfect time for you to tell them, too.
Okay. All right. I never have been a great deer hunter.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy the outdoors.
Yes.
I'm one of those guys that's like, I know why they call it hunting and not killing. Mm-hmm. Because you don't have to, you know, bag something every time you go. It's about the experience.
Yeah.
Now, your mom still doesn't understand that. Like, yeah. I would be in the woods before sun comes up, sit there all day. Come out of the walking out of the woods after dark, not have seen, you know, anything but squirrels and raccoons. But if I'm deer hunting, then it's like I didn't see any deer.
Yeah.
And she was like, so I'd get home. She's like, how was it? And I was like, it was awesome. Like, did you get one? She used to say early on, she said, did you catch one? It's like, no, you don't want to catch a deer. She goes, no, I didn't see anything. She's like, well, how yeah. is that an awesome day? It's like, babe, it's just being out in God's creation and enjoying him. It's one of the most spiritual times I have with him.
Yeah.
Especially if it's a slow day and there's not a lot of movement, I'll have one of my headphones in so I can still hear movement, you know, leaves moving if a deer's coming. But yeah. I can have my YouVersion audio Bible, or I can have a podcast that I like to listen to. But just sitting out there is awesome. So I don't yeah. have to make a kill every time I go. It's just about being there. So she doesn't understand that, which is why she doesn't go.
Yeah. And we've said before on here, like, the woods, the mountains, and being in the woods, I just love it. I don't know. I just like that. Now, I'm not a hunter by any means. I was trying to think back, like, my memories. Like, I remember you going on hunting trips and packing your bag and washing your clothes in urine or.
Okay. I'm going to jump in here. You're in over your head. No, we don't wash our clothes in urine. What we do is we wash them with no scent. It's like scent cover, or like what I call poor man's scent cover, which is what I always.
You peed on it.
No. You go out in the woods where you're going to hunt, and you get leaves and sticks and brush and
put it
in an old pillowcase, and then you wet it with water, H2O, not urine, but you...
Where am I getting the urine
I have
from?
No idea
deer,
where that's...
There's like deer urine you buy.
Deer urine you put on your boots when you're walking, on the bottom of your boots when you're walking in. But see, you wet leaves and all that stuff in an old pillowcase that has been approved by your wife or mom to use. And then you put all your clothes in the dryer with that, and it puts the scent of those leaves where you're going to hunt. So it's great scent cover if you can't afford to go get all the store-bought stuff.
Right. So as I was saying, I remember you doing all that for trips.
Yeah. You guys would go with me when I was scouting out where I was going to hunt.
Yes. So I remember being about like, I don't know, 10, 11, 12, somewhere in there. And you showing me how to use the tree stand, like the climbing
stand.
Stand. Oh my gosh. Summit, I loved that thing.
Summit Goliath.
Okay. So I remember stands. In our backyard Shout in out. Franklin. Yes. Sponsor us. In Franklin. Yeah.
We had trees.
Doing that in the backyard. And like the neighbor kids running around. I'm like, how redneck were we? Like just up in the tree stand. Where's Haley? Oh, she's up in the tree stand. Tree stand. Like just for no reason other to just be like
up in a tree.
Up in the tree. Yeah. I don't think I ever actually went, like we would shoot at squirrels or try to.
Yeah, or target shoot.
When we would go camping, which I'm using air quotes as that, because we used to go out to your friend's house, Dennis Garrett, shout out. He had land that you could hunt on, but he had like a little cabin we would stay in.
Yep.
And we thought that was like the best. And we called it camping. It was not camping.
We cooked over an open fire.
Yes. But we would go out with the BB guns looking for squirrels.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was just mostly climbing the tree stand because I thought
you were more
fun.
Of a tree stand rip.
Yeah.
You were trying out new equipment.
It's a good reading spot, really.
It is a really good reading spot.
But the boys you took.
I took the boys, and it's really funny remembering back because they're identical twins, but their personalities are night and day. So Hunter. He would always want to go like scouting. He wasn't interested in hunting much, but. So I had two stands, and so I would say, okay, here's a bunch of sign here. There's deer. The deer are coming through here, and so let's climb up in a tree. And this is before deer season, so we couldn't hunt. So I said, but let's climb up here and see if we see some movement and which way they're coming, and if we can figure out where they're bedded, and you know, so I get a plan for the fall. Well, you still have to be quiet,
right?
You know, even though you're not hunting, you want animals to come through there. And so we would set up, you know, 4 or 5 feet apart from each other in different trees. And I'd be sitting there being quiet, you know, and enjoying the time. And Hunter would be talking the whole time. Dad, what are we doing?
Like Hunter. Well, he does have ADD. So let's at least give him that. But yeah, he didn't quite catch on to the, you got to sit and be still and quiet.
Sit and be still and quiet and listen and watch. Yeah. He never was very good at that. So, but then Hayden, on the other hand, he could be still and quiet, but he's terrified of heights. And so these climbing stands are two pieces. And so you sit on the top part and pull up the bottom part with your feet and you're latched in. And then you latch that in and stand up on it and lift the top part and lock it in and sit back down till you get to the height that you want. And then you turn around and sit in it. And I remember one time Hayden's seat part, the top part, wasn't locked in. And when he sat down, it shifted.
Oh, man.
And we're, you know, we're 15, 18 feet up.
Oh, my gosh.
And that look on his face. And I started laughing so hard. Like, there was no way we were going to be quiet. He was, and then when he realized he had to come down.
Yeah.
I got to turn around.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it was, we like to never got him out of that tree.
I love it. I remember one time you were gone on a hunting trip and you called and I answered and you had caught a deer with urine but you were like breathing. Hey, where's mom? I don't know, Dad. I don't, you know, twirling my hair. I don't know where she is. Why? What's going on? I got a deer. Tell mom. I'm like, okay. Do you want me to go? Just tell her I got a deer. I'm trying to go. I don't know what the terminology is. I'm going to go open the cage and get it out.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, that's one of my memories of you too, though.
Yeah.
You calling and.
I remember that story. I was hunting in Alabama with some friends and it was the last day. Alabama deer season goes to January 31st.
So and weird I actually that you just, had. I'm glad you have that knowledge. That's a great fact.
Ask me anything. So, and I had Hayden with me.
okay.
Yeah, and it was the last day of the season. It was January 31st, and we were going home that afternoon. So we got up that morning, and it was raining. And I'm like, oh, gosh. You know, we're up 5 or 6 before daylight to get out, you know, in the stand. And it's pouring. And we were actually gun hunting. We weren't bow hunting. So
big
I get up.
Big difference, people.
Big difference. And it's raining, and I was like, man. We had already been there 3 or 4 days. So we were. I was tired. And I'm like, I'm not going out in that rain. And Hayden says, well, I'm going. It's like, okay. Like, just be careful, you know. It's going to be slick and, you know, walking to the stand. And he gets dressed and leaves. And I roll over and go back to sleep. So it was about 8:30, and he comes in our room. He's soaking wet. I was like, did you see anything? And he's like, I didn't see anything. He goes, but it quit raining. So I was like, okay, well, I think I'm going to go. So I get dressed. I get me food. The wind was still blowing, and I go to the top of this mountain, hook up my stand, and I climbed 25 feet up, because I know I was 25 feet because my rope that I pulled my gun up with was 25 feet. And so when my gun started coming off the ground that was tied to my top part of my stand, I knew I was 25 feet up. And I had food, and I said, I'm staying all day. This is the last day of the season, and we got to go home tonight. I climbed up. I got settled in, sitting there. And about 12 noon, this 8-point buck walks left to right in front of me about 80 yards. And, of course, I wasn't ready. So I grab my rifle and I throw it up. And I guess I was breathing hard. So I breathed in my scope and fogged my scope up. And so by the time I cleared it off, the deer had gone back in the brush. And I knew another guy was hunting to my right about 100 yards away. And I said, I'm just going to wait, you know, a minute or two, and then I'm going to hear this rifle shot.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to get my deer. But the scopes that I have on my rifles are the ones that Dad put on there when I was a teenager, and they're the flip down. They're not very good. They're kind of old, but they're flip down scopes. So you can use the scope, or you can flip it down off the side if it's too close, and you can just use the sights on the rifle. So because I fogged my scope up, I had flipped it down. And I was just aiming right where I saw the deer, thinking about open sights. It's like, I haven't shot open sights, especially 80 yards. So I'm just kind of like rehearsing if I see him again, what I need to do. And as I have the gun up and I'm looking down the barrel with the sight and making sure the front sight is at the right level of the back sight on the rifle, that deer came back from the right to left and walked right in my sight. And when he did, I pulled the trigger. And I dropped him right there. And so I'm sitting there. And so I call Hayden on the cell phone and I was like, bring the 4-wheeler. And he heard, he goes, no, you didn't. I was like, yes, I did. He's on the ground. He's like, I can't believe I was out in that rain all day. And then you get up there. So yeah, that was the last day of the season and our last day to hunt. And I got that 8-point.
Crazy.
So that's when I called your mom. Yeah. Tell mom I got one.
Where's your mom? I got one.
Yeah, he's downstairs. So when we started talking about this, I started thinking about the first deer I ever killed was my dad and
God
me.
God rest his soul.
My dad and I would always go to my Uncle Ronnie's dad's brother, Uncle Ronnie. And then his son, Tim, is my cousin. And we've always been kind of close and same age. But at the time, they lived in Oxford, Mississippi. So we would always go down there every fall and hunt, you know, but I'd never killed a deer. And so it was afternoon, and we were going to do an afternoon hunt and stay till dark. And so it was kind of one of the first times I remember Dad leaving me by myself, because he would always be with me kind of when I was younger. So I had to be 14, maybe 15 is my first alone hunt. And he puts me up in this huge tree. They had a homemade tree stand, which was basically a big platform with a seat in it, and you could sit on the edge of this cornfield. And then my cousin, Tim, was hunting on the other side of the cornfield over the hill, another place. So we knew where he was. And so Dad, I climbed up there, and in the middle of the floor of this, you know, it was a platform, but in the middle there was a hole with a 5-gallon bucket with rags and stuff in it. And I was like, what's that for? And Dad said, that's if you have to pee, you know, you don't want to spread your scent. So you
see,
pee.
I knew urine had something to do with hunting.
You were so close, babe. So he goes, you can pee in that bucket.
That's disgusting. Okay.
It is disgusting. So I was like, okay, well, cool. You know, if I, well, and it was kind of cold. And as the sun went down, it, you know, started going down, it started getting cold. Well, I had this thermos of coffee, you know, and so I'm sitting up there watching this cornfield and I'm just drinking coffee like crazy. Well, all of a sudden I realized, golly, I got to go to the bathroom.
Wait, sorry. How old were you?
14, 15.
Okay.
I wasn't driving yet.
Okay.
And so I have the under layers of my clothes and then I have this one piece like snowmobile kind of suit that you zip, step in, zip up the legs.
I have that.
Do you really?
The camouflage?
Yeah.
Yep, I have that.
Oh my gosh. I wondered what happened to it.
I grabbed that years ago and it's just something I've held on to.
So I get all my clothes down around my knees and ankles, standing there butt naked. And all of a sudden I hear my cousin Tim shoot on the other side of the hill. I was like, oh my gosh. So I grab my rifle and I'm standing there with all my pants around my ankles.
Oh my gosh.
And I see this deer running full bore at me. And so I just raised up and just started shooting. Pow, 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 pow. And the deer ran to my left. Well, all of a sudden, I don't know where my dad was.
Uh-huh.
I thought he was off somewhere else hunting, but he was instantly there. So I don't know if he was just somewhere close behind me, making sure I was being safe or what. Yeah. I don't know. It was just like all of a sudden dad was there.
Yeah.
And he walks up to the tree and he looks up in the tree from the ground and I'm standing there with my rifle and I'm shaking.
And you're naked.
And I have my pants are down around my ankles. And he goes, son, what are you doing? I said, I think I shot that deer. And he goes, well, it looks like you peed on him too. And, oh, man, we laughed about that. But then we climbed down, and it was actually a doe.
Oh.
And I didn't have a doe tag. And so I don't know. Dad and Uncle Ronnie
took care of that.
I don't know if they ever found it or what. But so that was my first deer ever. I never got it. So.
Oh, gosh.
So then, Dad, we had a talk about ethical shots.
Yes.
You don't shoot deer while they're running. So,
or while you're peeing.
Or while you're going to the bathroom. So that's one of the stories we still laugh about around holiday tables.
Yeah.
Another one is hunting in Colorado with some friends, Jimmy James, Dudley Hall, a lot of guys. They had a whole group of Texans that would go up there, and I would always get invited to lead worship and hunt with them too. And so I had mileage from touring all the time, so I could fly and meet them. This one particular year, sometimes we would go up there. It was around Meeker, Colorado, somewhere, or Rifle, Colorado, somewhere out there, middle of nowhere. Sometimes we'd go, and it'd be freezing cold and snow everywhere, and then sometimes we would hunt in T-shirts. I mean, it'd be hot, and
yeah.
So you never knew. But this one particular year, it was cold, and so where we were going to hunt, and some of us hunted mule deer, and some of us hunted elk, and then there were a few guys that hunted both. And so this one year, we had to ride horses to get to where we were going to hunt from camp, and the outfit where that we had leased and hired, you know, as guides and stuff, they had the horses. So we left one morning, and my friend Jimmy's really scared of horses, or was at the time. So he was already not on board about riding horses, but it was too far to walk. And so he was right behind me, and there was a line of probably five or six, seven of us on horses. So we live, it's pitch dark. These horses are trail horses, so they know where they're going to go, and they know that, you know, you're not going to run them, you're just going to walk. And so we start heading up this mountain, and to the left, with flashlights, we could see it was just a cliff.
No way. In the pitch dark.
And then to the right, it kind of went on up to the top of the ridge, you know. So we're on this 3 or 4 foot wide, 5 foot wide trail on the side of this cliff. And the horses just follow one another, so you don't even have to do anything. But it's pitch dark. All I could see were the sparks of the horses' horseshoes hitting rocks on the trail that would spark. And that's all you could see. It was pitch dark. You couldn't see your saddle. You couldn't see your hands. It's pitch dark. So we're riding, you know, and we're not, like, we don't ride horses all the time. Yeah. We're not horse people. We're cowboy wannabes. So I don't really know, like, something just didn't feel right. So I started thinking, I was like, man, I don't know if my saddle's on straight. And so I reached up to find the horse's mane, which should be right in front of me.
Right.
Which means then my saddle horn should be right in front of me too. Well, when I reached up to get the mane, the horse's mane was way over to the left. So I know I'm sitting at about a 2 o'clock degree on this saddle. And so Dudley was one of the guys with us that was in the front. And I was like, hey, Dudley. I'm whispering, you know, hey, Dudley, I think my saddle's falling off. He's like, what? Well, just straighten it. Well, Dudley's a horse guy. Like, he knows. Yeah. Well, he's telling me that, you know, city slicker, just straighten it. I was like, well, I don't know how to do it. And about that time, that saddle gave way.
No way.
And I fell to the right. Luckily, I fell to the right.
Oh, my gosh.
And hit the ground. Well, when I did that, Jimmy was behind me, and his horse bucked.
Oh, no.
Bucked him off and went this up, turned and went straight up that ridge. So now we got to stop. Everybody's trying to find flashlights and figure out and try to get my saddle back on. And I don't remember. I think Jimmy ended up just walking back to camp because his horse was gone. When his horse spooked, he just took off and went back to camp. So he didn't have a horse. So I don't remember. Anybody that hears this that was on that trip, maybe you could clarify what happened after that. So I guess we got to where we were hunting and stuff. And I don't know if this was the same year or not. But everybody had killed a deer except me, is how I remember it. And so we would meet at night and have like a devotional time, and I would lead some worship, and we'd have prayer time and just a really awesome time with a bunch of men. But we had this guy that wasn't a believer, and he decided that he would go with me on this last day. And so where we were going to go, we took a Jeep. So he's driving the Jeep.
You're sick of falling off horses.
Yeah, we're tired of falling off horses. So we don't even get out of camp at all, and he sees this buck deer, this mule deer, up on the ridge walking from right to left. He goes, there's your deer right there. I was like, oh my gosh. So I jump out, and we were so close to camp, I hadn't chambered my rifle yet. And so I lean over the hood of the Jeep, look through my scope, find that deer, and pull the trigger, and it just goes click, because there wasn't a bullet in the chamber.
Yeah.
Well, this guy starts dying laughing. And he's telling me, he goes, I said, I got to get, you know, he goes, come on, click. He starts calling me click. And I chamber around, and he says, if you shoot that deer, it's going to be a 45 minute hike up that mountain.
Oh gosh.
To get that deer. And I was like, and so I made the statement, Jesus will help me, just as a joke, you know? And he goes, well, Jesus is going to have to help you, because I ain't helping you. That's
same.
You know, just a huge hike up that mountain. So I shoot that deer, and he falls. Boom. And he goes, well, there you go. I'll be sitting right here. So I start shedding all the winter clothes, you know, because I'm going to sweat climbing this mountain.
Yeah.
And I didn't walk 20, 30 yards. And that deer stood up, wobbling, and fell to the left and rolled down through all the sagebrush, through all that stuff, almost to me, and died.
Oh, my gosh.
And I turn around and looked at that guy, and I go, that's what we call hunting in the spirit. And so, you know, I'm making these statements and they're jokes.
Yeah.
But that night in the meeting, he decided to believe Jesus for salvation. He said, I saw something today I still can't believe. So we were trying to explain to him, like, that's not necessarily God doing that. You know, we were kind of joking too, but then we started thinking, well, if God wanted to use that to get him in the kingdom, so be it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's been, so I still hear from guys or see guys every now and then, and they'll go, hey, it's Click. How you doing, Click?
I love it.
So that's one of my favorite stories.
Well, fun. Well, thanks for sharing. I hope we hear from some of your hunting buddies.
Yeah, I'm sure we will, because there's probably more stories of them laughing at me and, you know, because I, like I say, I'm not this avid hunter, but I absolutely love it.
Yeah. Well, fun. Well, that's all I got for this week. I thought that would just be a fun fall episode.
Yeah.
Anyways, well, anything else you would like to share this week?
No, if you're gonna, since we've been talking about hunting, if you're out this fall, be careful, be ethical, and have fun in God's creation.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you would please hit that subscribe button. You can follow us on Instagram at Brentlam Podcast. Facebook is Brentlam Music. You can also shoot us an email at brentlampodcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. And thanks for listening in, everybody.
Good to see you, Hales.
You too, Dad.
Love you.
Love you too.